You've heard the coaches' insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest game. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you in part by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, by Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, B&P Propane, by Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, Blue Valley Technologies, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Edward Jones, The Elevator in Valley Falls, by Bruna Implement Company, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Helena Agrisystems, Lucard Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the Denison State Bank, and by Giant Communications.
This is how we do it.
Let's go!
This is how we do it.
Another night of basketball. Hello, Kansaland, the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. Hey, that's Boz.
Hey, hey.
Boz, say hi to the folks.
Hey, hey, everybody.
It's been a long evening here tonight, Bozzy.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. Games were taking a long time.
And yeah.
I didn't know if we were going to get on the air before 10:30.
I think the conversation we had was, we'll be lucky if we're on by 10:15 tonight. Hey, we got on at 9:55.
We're all good.
We're good. Good. We're good. We're still hanging out. Colin, Ray, Kurt here with us. And, yeah, we're going to get some scores to you here in just a second. But before we go into our scores, Boz, we got to go into our opening segment and open some things up.
Let's go.
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks, Seth. And, yeah, kind of forgot we gave you the scores first.
Haven't quite done the scores yet.
But we want to open up the phone line to you folks right away because we know it's getting late into the evening. So where you want to get some people at the ready for whenever it's time to start talking about some basketball as tipping off plenty of great games, good matchups here already in the third game for a lot of teams. So, Bozzy, what scores do we got? Let's kick it off with the girls.
All right, Jake, here's what we got tonight. Scores for girls. Lynn, they absolutely take it to Southern Cloud tonight, 69-6.
Ooh.
Blue Valley gets a victory over Pike Valley, 55-37.
Okay.
Washington County, in a close one, they defeat Wakefield, 37-35. Valley Heights, they get the win over Republic County, 60-33.
Dark horses.
Yeah, buddy. Here's another real close one for you. Tight ball game. Frankfort. In the Wabunsee tournament, taking on the host school, Frankfort defeats Wabunsee 48-44 in overtime tonight.
Wow.
Close game for Frankfort, but they get the victory. Another early season tournament at Paola, Perry LeCompton girls, they defeat Wellsville 39-13.
All right.
Donovan West, they get the victory over ACCHS 45-15. Centralia defeats Hiawatha 55-33. Nemaha Central gets the victory over Holton, 44-29.
Okay.
Low scoring affair here, but Sabetha girls victorious over Royal Valley, 27-23. A little defensive battle. Jeff County North, they get the win over Horton, 53-16. Pleasant Ridge defeats Jackson Heights, and we'll probably talk about that game here in a little bit as well. Pleasant Ridge gets the win, 46-26 over Jackson Heights. Marhill Mount Academy, they defeated Oskaloosa, 49-31. And Clay Center defeats Marysville 49-38.
785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you, 785-547-3461. Giant Communications, look no further than Giant Communications, the best in the business for rural commercial phone internet provider in Northeast Kansas, and right now in the midst of 12 days of giveaways. Check out their Facebook page, Giant Communications, or go to their website, giantcomm.net, to register your opportunity for a big prize to be given away. Today, they gave away Fairview Steakhouse gift cards.
Ooh, I'd take some of that.
No diggity, my friend. So again, Giant Communications Hotline is 785-547-3461. Give us a call. Talk about the game that you witnessed tonight. Maybe a game that you appreciated. Again, we want to hear from you, from what you saw from your perspective of the game that you went to. How about some guys' scores? I'm throwing you off here, aren't I?
That's all right. We're good.
We do that at the end of the segment.
That's all right.
We're still getting our flow here, but go ahead. Give me
All right. Here's some boys' scores from tonight. Lynn, they defeat Southern Cloud 60-23. Blue Valley gets the victory over Pike Valley 66-36. Washington County put a little whooping on Wakefield tonight 67-9.
Oh, my.
They didn't let them score very often.
Let's go.
Yeah. Axtell, they get the win. Axtell gets the win over Flint Hill 61-31.
TVL represent.
Yep. At the Paola tournament, Parallel Compton boys, they fall to Wellsville 71-43. That Wellsville team.
Good.
Pretty solid basketball team there.
Yeah.
Donovan West, they get the victory tonight over ACCHS 47-30. Mm-hmm. Hiawatha in a close one. Hiawatha gets a buzzer beater for the win over Centralia 47-45.
Yo!
We'll talk about that one a little bit later as well.
Yeah.
Holton, they fall tonight to Nemaha Central 44-37. Sabetha gets victory over Royal Valley 60-40. Horton, they defeated Jeff County North. Close ball game there. Really good ball game. But Horton gets the win 45-38. And Marysville, they get the win over Clay Center 63-40. And we got quite a few scores here, so we need some folks calling up tonight. We need Hanover. They hosted St. Xavier, so we need that score. We need Valley Heights at Republic County, Frankfort at Wabunsee, Riverside at Jeff West.
That one, I'm interested in that one.
I'd really like to hear that score. Pleasant Ridge at Jackson Heights, that was a late start.
Yeah.
Things were going a little bit behind
Yeah.
Don't know if it's final yet.
We were there.
We saw that one. Well, we didn't see the boys' game. We wanted to see it, but things didn't turn out that way.
Yeah.
We also need Marhill Mount Academy against Oskaloosa and Valley Falls McClouth. Those are the scores on the boys' side that we still need.
785-547-3461. If you have scores, let us know. Otherwise, if you want to chat about the game that you heard of the score. I mean, I want to hear from some Hiawatha folks right now.
Yo, for sure.
Come on.
Somebody's got to call.
Buzzer beater in the roundhouse tonight. A barn burner, if you will.
Oh, it was loud.
Yeah, we got to hear Jared Sleppy on the call for that one as we were driving up here.
Fantastic call.
Great call from him. We're going to have recaps from around the area as well as we await for some more scores to come in, as we await for some folks to call in. Again, the Giant Communications Hotline is open for you, 785-547-3461. We went to a game tonight.
Yep.
And this is, again, something Boz and I kind of teased last week, that the whole gift card thing, we had people come up to us tonight.
Uh-huh.
They're like, hey, you got some for me? I recognize you. That's going to start after the first of the year, so after the break. But we are picking some games that we are interested in. Right?
Yeah.
And we've obviously, with basketball, we'll be able to watch the entirety of a girls game and then hopefully watch some of the guys game before we got a jet to get up here to the studio. And tonight we were in Jackson County and we took in the Pleasant Ridge Rams Northeast Kansas League battle at Jackson Heights. And on the girls side, we got to watch the entirety of that game. P Ridge is a team that, we're looking out for. They're a team, if you haven't grabbed a courtside mag yet, it's got all the details and all the information you need to get you prepped for this basketball season. Check mscsports.net and you can look at all the different locations where I personally delivered to 50 locations.
Ooh,
yeah, dog.
That took a little while.
It took a minute. So, you know, I believe close to 100, if not over 100 locations where you can get your hands on those Courtside Guide magazines. And in that magazine, Pleasant Ridge Rams girls,
yep,
a team to look out for this year, made it into the top seven.
Yep.
And tonight, they look good.
I can see why. Yeah, 100%. I mean, Pleasant Ridge, they dropped their season opener to JCN.
Yep. Another top seven.
Exactly. First game of the season, things are just, you're trying to figure stuff out, get everything put in. So probably not firing on all cylinders, but I'm going to tell you, this Pleasant Ridge team, I was impressed tonight. They've got a real solid squad. They don't really have any weak links, so to speak, but Bella Major, Maya Ernzen, Ava Potter, these girls can flat play. I was impressed with their composure, their ability to get to the rim. Maya Ernzen, she is a really nice post. Not overly sized, but she uses her body well. She seals defenders really well, and she's aggressive. Got a ton of offensive rebounds. Was really efficient when she got the ball about 15 feet high post area. Did some really nice things. Bella Major, she can shoot, she can dribble, pass. I was really impressed with P. Ridge. So we're going to keep an eye on that Pleasant Ridge girls team. Now, flip it over.
Yeah.
So Jackson Heights, they've got some players too.
They got a camp. Yeah, I got a couple.
I think the thing with Jackson Heights, they have to control tempo a little bit. They got behind early. They made a little run. It was 9-11 at the end of the first quarter. They were down by two. But then they didn't score in the second quarter.
Mm.
P. Ridge kind of took control of tempo. They pushed the pace a little bit. It was 28-9 at the end of the first half. And then it was really just stayed about that same. They ended up losing 46-26. But I was impressed. Taylor Bosley, when she's open, she's going to shoot the ball. Nice shot. She knocked down some tonight. Dawson Cochran, another really good, hard-working player.
She's that junkyard dog. If that's PC enough, should say.
Yeah.
The one girl is, she's going to do everything for you.
Well, she got after the glass, and that's, you love to see the effort. When you didn't think anybody was going to get to it, she'd come flying in and make something happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes girls will sit back and they'll watch and wait to see what happens. She was always attacking. I was just real impressed with her and her effort. Really hard worker. And then Chesney Cochran,
her sister.
This is a sophomore.
Yeah.
Chesney has got some skill.
Yeah.
She took some open shots tonight. It probably had a little bit of an offshoot night. She did hit a three late, but she's nice around the block. She's smooth. She doesn't panic with it. Real athletic gal. I think over time here, as this season develops, I think Jackson Heights, they've got some pieces there.
Yeah.
They'd be somebody I'm interested to see what they look like in the second half of the season.
Sure. And that's definitely a team we'll keep our eye on. We're going to keep our eye on like every single
team,
obviously.
For sure.
But what we saw tonight, definitely, 785-547-3461. Still looking for some scores. We'll go over those again here in just a moment. If you want to talk about a game you're at, again, shout out Hiawatha Redhawk fans. If you want to talk about that boys game, we want to hear from you, especially tonight.
Come on.
I mean, give us some insight of what that was like in the roundhouse. Centralia fans, you give us your perspective as well. That was a tough, tight battle in the roundhouse tonight. Over there here this evening. But and then we stuck around a little bit for that boys game. Jackson Heights, Pleasant Ridge did get the final score that just came in for that one, Boz.
Jackson Heights gets the win, 39-26.
All right, that's my dark horse team I picked on the guys' side.
You did?
And we wanted that. To me, that one was a matchup of two teams that really can make noise in the Northeast Kansas League. Pleasant Ridge has some dudes. And Jackson Heights has some dudes, and you saw tonight when we were there anyway, kind of a defensive focus of these two teams. The score, final score, kind of reflects that a little bit. But that Jackson Heights team, they can score.
Yeah,
they got some shooters.
We saw about the first 3 minutes or so, Jackson Heights had two threes right out of the gates to start the game. They do have a really nice perimeter game, and I think that's going to benefit them long term. When you got guys that can score from deep, it spreads out the defense, stretches them a little bit. They also have some size inside. I mean, they've got some guys that you know, they're going to be able to take advantage of that side in the post, on the block area, the paint. So I think Jackson Heights, that's a team that, man, when you got really good guard play, and they really were running a lot of four guard sets early that I saw.
Yeah.
I mean, they can get out and run a little bit. They've got good shooters. That's your dark horse. I kind of like that team.
Yeah, and then Jaden Gee, the foreign exchange student from Germany, a kid that I think is still adapting a little bit to American basketball.
Sure.
And I'm excited to see again the NEKL has got some teams, and one of those teams, the Horton Chargers. We heard them tonight on 103.9 KNZA. Brandon Tadman, great call tonight with JCN Horton. And that was a split on the evening, as Boz mentioned a second ago. The JCN girls got the win over Horton, but then the Horton guys were able to get the split over JCN tonight. And Horton is a team, again, we talked about them last week. They're a team. And if you're a Horton Charger fan listening right now, give us a call.
Come on.
785-547-3461. Give us some input of what you think about this team. I know there's some Charger fans, again, a year ago, goes to a state tournament and brings just about everybody back from that state tournament team. Coach Losey's got that program in the right direction. And that's a JCN team that was a top 17 in our area preseason. And they're still going to be a good team. Mind you, they're still trying to get their legs underneath them, the Chargers are, from Jeff County North.
Yes.
From that state title run in football.
Yeah.
So a game like tonight, you know, they dropped to a really, really good Horton team. But I'm still saying put a pin in that team.
Yep.
Because we'll be talking about them in January, late January and into February. But this Horton Charger team, buddy, I'm a fan.
Well, not to take anything away from Horton, because that's a really good basketball team, but you're absolutely right. JCN, they're still kind of trying to get healthy from their state championship football game run. I mean, that they haven't had hardly any practice time.
Sure.
At this point, they got probably more games than they have practices even. So they're going to get things figured out. They're going to get healthy. Probably do them some good to get into Christmas break and have some time where they can just heal a little bit. JCN's going to be a really good team, I think, down the stretch of this season. But Horton is legit.
Yeah.
They've got swag. Coach Losey, Jake and I were talking about it on the way up.
Yeah.
Very confident head coach. Yeah. That translates to confident players.
Yeah.
They play with a ton of energy, passion, fire. I mean, all that stuff you want. And they're going to make a run here this season.
That's what makes me excited about programs, when you see it from the top down, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got the buy-in from the kids because of the coach. And Coach Losey just exudes energy. And, you know, the towel around his shoulder, and he's wiping that sweat off his face because he's as into that game as those kids are.
Well, I can remember, go back a little ways, when he was at Riverside, and I was coaching at Holton, and he was always up moving around and getting fired up and getting his boys going, and they feed off that energy. There's nothing better as a player when your coach is, you feel like he's in it with you, and that's exactly what they've got going right now.
I mean, you look at coaches at the next level, whether it's collegiate or professional or something, and you look at the ones that kind of sit back and just kind of let the players play and stuff, you're like, okay. You know, they got game managers on the floor, and they got good athletes or something.
Yeah.
But the really good teams that make deep runs, what are their coaches doing, bud?
They're up, they're moving around, they're back and forth with their players on the court, communicating, and you know, you're right. At that level, a lot of that energy has to come from the guys on the court. But if you ever go to like a college practice, there's a lot of energy from the coach during practice. Some of them sit back during the game and let them do their thing, but at the high school level, you got to be able to make those kids gravitate towards what you're trying to push them towards, and that's high energy, tons of effort, and, man, Horton's got all those pieces.
I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, everybody knows I'm a K-State fan.
Yep, oh, yeah.
Love him or hate him, but Frank Martin, I mean, his time at Kansas State, I mean, that dude, the energy that dude put out onto the floor,
well,
I mean, I mean, again, we talked Bobby Knight last week a little bit, the late great Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
And, I mean, again, that's when you look at successful programs, and I'm not saying K-State overall is a great successful program, but in the time with Frank Martin as coach, I mean, you look at Bill Self.
Yeah.
I mean, high energy. You never hardly see Coach Self sitting down, drinking a Diet Pepsi, you know, watching a game. You see him chugging that Dasani water and barking at KJ Adams, like, what are you doing? Get that rebound.
That's right.
So,
well, and Frank Martin, K-State didn't drop far off when they went from Frank Martin to Coach Tang, because he's...
That's right.
I was actually, we're going to talk about this in a little bit later in the show, but I was at the K-State Villanova game. Coach Tang, dude's got some passion.
Man, I love that guy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He's a great dude. All right, we're going to go to our first break here in a moment, but again, remember, the Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. 785-547-3461. Give us a call during this next break if you got some scores that we are needing, or if you want to talk about the game that you were at, give us a shout. Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. And a special message tonight from Giant Communications about their 12 days of giveaways. And I know that this might, you know, I didn't prep them, like the general manager from Giant about this, but, you know, this is fun. His daughter and his wife wanted to give a little special message out to the listeners here tonight.
The holidays are here. Celebrate with Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company with the 12 days of giveaways. The fun gets started with winners being announced daily from December 7th until December 22nd. Don't miss out on the savings and enter now, because this is something you don't want to miss. Just go online at support.giantcom.net and search giveaway to enter, or visit the Giant Communications or JVN Telephone Company Facebook page for more details. It's the 12 days of giveaways with Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before you're in and enjoy stability in your fuel cost. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with Change for the Better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
That we ask every single week. Boz, you wanna start it off this time?
Was your team doing the rocking?
Or was your team getting rocked? We talk about it every single Friday night, right here in the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You just can't not play the entirety of the song, right?
Keep going.
I mean, I just want to keep it rolling, man. Keep it rocking. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on a Friday evening. Boz, 46 degrees outside.
It's pretty nice for December.
This is good weather. I'm in shorts again. I was in shorts last week, and you asked me before we left, you going to wear shorts again?
Well, there was guys golfing yesterday, so
true.
That doesn't happen in December very
not
often.
Not us. We weren't able to.
No.
Darn it. But I will say this, though. If it's north of 35... you're probably going to see me in shorts. Just saying. So anyway. All right. I thought you might go anywhere.
I was going to say, somebody needs to ask Jake how well that went at Nemaha Central Sabetha football game when he had shorts on.
We don't need to bring that back up.
We just did.
We had some hot Dr. Pepper that night, though. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
Hey, let's get to some scores, Bozzy. This time, let's flip it around. Give me the guys' scores first.
Okay, here we go. Guys' scores tonight. Lynn, they get the win over Southern Cloud 60-23. Blue Valley, they're victorious over Pike Valley, 66-36. Washington County defeats Wakefield, 67-9. Axtell, they're victorious over Flint Hill, 61-31.
All right.
We just got a score here a second ago. Wabunsee, they get the win in overtime against Frankfort, 46-42.
Yo, that's overtime tonight, dude.
Lots of overtime games. Wellsville, they get the win over Perry LeCompton at the Paola Tournament, 71-43. Donovan West, they are victorious over ACCHS, 47-30. Another close game tonight. Hiawatha, 2-point win over Centralia.
Wow.
Game-winning shot at the buzzer. We'll talk about that
yes,
in a little bit. Dig in, because that was a big-time play right there.
Huge.
Nemaha Central, they defeat Holton, 44-37. Sabetha gets the win over Royal Valley, 60-40. Horton defeated Jeff County North, 45-38. Jackson Heights got a little info here.
Yeah.
Kevin Prophet putting
shout
some
out
stuff together for us. Jackson Heights gets the win over Pea Ridge tonight, 39-26. They snapped an 8-game losing streak
yo
against Pleasant Ridge.
Yo.
Big-time win for Jackson Heights tonight.
Cobras.
Another close game, a buzzer beater. Oskaloosa, they get a 2-point win over Marhill Mount Academy, 52-50, and Marysville, they get the win over Clay Center, 40-63, and we got one more score coming in here. Valley Heights, they get the win, 44-33 over Republic County.
All right, man, a ton of close games. This is only, for most teams, the third game of the season.
Yeah.
And we've got some good ones already. Is that not like a precursor for how the season might be?
Well, and we got a lot of games that are outside league play, too, and they're tight, close
right
games. When it gets into league after break, I mean, I'm anticipating lots of really, really good games January and February.
So the parity that we discuss, that kind of the ebb and flow, you know, of leagues and teams, you know, kids graduate, new kids come in from middle school, sometimes freshmen have to play varsity. The parity of leagues and teams inside of those leagues, is that a real thing, Boz?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the high school level, it's tough because, you know, you lose some kids out of your senior class. You're always kind of trying to reshuffle, but obviously you're limited to what's there in your school, your program. But what you see a lot of times, you kind of look around all these different leagues, and it's really no different than football. You've got a lot of teams that traditionally, historically, are really dominant teams, but I think what you're starting to see is there's some of these other teams that maybe haven't been as good, and now all of a sudden they're starting to challenge some of those guys at the top of the league, and we're seeing that right now with some of these really close games. So it's going to be very interesting to see how these leagues shake out. Obviously, we have in the courtside guide kind of the top seven teams and league predictions.
Yeah. That could all change.
Yeah, and we'll start focusing on that a little bit more as far as league standing and things, but yeah, I think there's going to be some really good basketball coming up here in the next couple months.
I'm really excited for it. I mean, again, it's only the second scoreboard show detailing out basketball, but there's just a ton for us to get to and through this season, and I'm just excited, man. I just think that there's a lot of opportunity for us. I mean, year in and year out, again, I'm going to go ahead and do my first Keisha gripe again. I did it during football. I referenced volleyball, and I referenced last season's basketball. Can we not get teams just ranked in 1, 2, and 3A as well?
Yeah.
We always end up, we're going to go through sub-state assignments a little bit later on in the show. We are going to have a ton of good teams that all could easily say that they're going to be the top two or three in that classification.
Yeah.
That are going to have to play each other to go to state.
There has been times where a sub-state in those classifications might have three out of the top five in the state.
Crazy.
And they knock each other out. Only one gets to advance. And that's a tough deal. I know there's arguments both ways, and here's why we have to do it, and the amount of schools and all that kind of stuff. But there's got to be a way where there's a ranking system where those teams, if you're a top 10 team in the state,
yeah,
you shouldn't, you know, three or four of you shouldn't go to the same sub-state.
No.
It just could be that simple.
I mean, you said that there should be a system, you said, right?
There should be.
There is one. 4A, 5A, and 6A. Yeah, it all just goes top to bottom, ranking teams, top to bottom based off record, and then head to head, and then points. There is a system in place. Just bring it down to 3, 2, and 1. Again, we talked about it during football. Teams just in the like 30 years ago when this was established, 30 plus years ago, it was because teams couldn't travel or didn't want to travel super far or something like that. It's different now.
So is that the main argument from Keisha, travel? Like, what's another argument why
they
can't
do
that? I don't
know. I would love to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe see if we can get them on the show. And again, I hope I don't come across as hating on that, but I just wish that there could be a conversation to figure out, okay, this is why. Okay, understand. But as of right now, the way it looks and the way it's structured with 4, 5, and 6, why can't we do it 1, 2, and 3 that way?
I don't know. And I'm not that versed in the different classifications around the state, is there a number issue? Number of schools?
School, sure, yes.
I know that's always been
brought up. That's in the pool,
yes.
Because you're going from 64 or 32 to like 64, and then, you know, 1A, that's why it's split into two different divisions, because you have 115 schools in 1A. But still, even from that metric,
yeah, you can still make it work.
You can still make it work.
Yeah.
Because you're splitting them in half. I mean, I get it. 4A, 5A, 6A, it's about, 18, 19, 20 teams on each side of the state sometimes.
Yeah.
So you're going to have, you know, maybe 40 teams. No, not that many. 32 teams on each side of the state.
Yeah.
Are you going to kick out the bottom 10? I don't know.
That's why I say there's a way that it could work.
It's so frustrating that year after year, this is what we're talking about. Because, you know, again, I don't want to bring up harsh memories or PTSD from basketball perspective, but a Sabetha team that is undefeated, Ooh. That is dominating, that slips up in sub-state, they were taking on a team that was a top 5-6 team in that classification.
Yeah.
If the ranking system is in place, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. True story.
With what we're seeing already for this year, it's going to happen again.
Oh, absolutely it will.
It will happen where we will have teams that will play each other that are top five in their own class, and only one is going to get to go to state. There's how many times have you looked at a sub-state and said, man, that's the state title game right there?
Uh-huh. That happens all the time.
Happens all the time. And the only thing that you have to show for it for your school is either sub-state champion or sub-state runner-up. You don't have that opportunity to get a third place at state or a championship or a state runner-up because of it.
Yep.
It's frustrating, man.
Frustrating.
It's only week two of the basketball scoreboard show, man, but I'm telling you, when I saw the assignments put out early last week, or mid last week, I was already thinking, dang, it's going to happen.
Yeah, It will.
It's going to happen again, and it's frustrating, but that's okay. Well, I guess that just it gives us more reasons to have conversations, man. That's why the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard shows more than just scores now. We can have those conversations.
That's right.
Because we know you, the fans, have those same frustrations. And again, 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications Hotline. Give us your feedback on it. Give us your feedback on that topic. Speaking of our Giant Communications Hotline, we got a caller on the line, Boz.
Oh, I want
to know that.
I did. I was waiting for you.
All right, yeah, I was getting to him. Thanks for hanging on hold. Who do we got? Is this Grandpa Gary?
Yep.
Hey, Grandpa Gary.
What's going on, Grandpa Gary? What's life been like, my friend? Are you ready to talk some basketball with us?
Well, yeah, you were right earlier though. They're still recovering from their football legs, and some of them haven't had a lot of practices. So, but they looked really good out there tonight. They struggled in the fourth quarter, but it was tied up at the end of the third, and I think we only scored like 5 points in the fourth quarter, but we missed a few. But then it's the last couple of minutes, then it gets into the fouls and the free throws, and
yeah.
So that final score wasn't quite didn't display really how the game went, because I think they scored like six in the last couple of minutes from fouls.
Yeah. Well, again, like Boz and I were talking about, this JCN team is a team that we feel like is going to get there, but they played a really, really good Horton Charger team tonight. And that Horton team, again, they're coming off a state tournament run a year ago. Gary, I just wanted to ask you, you got a nominee you wanted to give us from the game tonight?
Oh, golly.
You flat put him on the spot here.
I did.
You did.
I did. If you don't tonight, Grandpa, that's fine. That's fine. It's not a requirement.
They all did a good job.
There you go.
Some of them, like I said, my grandson's still coming off of a little bit of a knee injury, but he's did good tonight, in and out. And
yeah.
Just all of them have done a great job. And I was really glad to see, because I was kind of worried after I saw the score that between Valley and Horton. What was it, on Tuesday night?
Yes.
But we played him very well tonight, I think.
Yeah, very, very, very much so. Gary, I appreciate you, like always, my friend, for listening and for calling in and give us some insight on that JCN Charger team. And, we'll look forward to hopefully talking to you again next Friday. And then congratulations. I want to let you have an opportunity. You said you were in Manhattan today because you were celebrating something. Go ahead and tell the MSC Radio Network what you were celebrating.
Well, my son got his doctorate today at K-State.
Nice.
So, congratulations.
Yeah. And then on the way back, I just stopped off at Horton.
All right. Well, Grandpa Gary, as always, safe travels to you, my friend. We will talk to you next week.
All righty.
All right. That's Grandpa Gary talking JCN Charger basketball here tonight. Once again, one of our most dedicated listeners, and I would call him a friend.
Absolutely.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
It's Grandpa.
Yeah. For sure.
Big, big shout out. If you want to be like Grandpa Gary, come on now. Just give us a shout. 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications Hotline. When you need fast, reliable internet for your home or business, look no further than the best in the business, Giant Communications. Give them a call at 785-362-9331 or visit them on the website, giantcomm.net. The hotline is open, 547-3461. Boss, what about some girls' scores tonight?
All right, Jake, let's get some girls' score. Lynn, they defeat Southern Cloud 69-6. Blue Valley, they get the win over Pike Valley 55-37. Washington County, in a close one, they defeat Wakefield 37-35. Valley Heights gets the win over Republic County 60-33. Another close game. This was an overtime game. Frankfort gets a 4-point win over Wabunsee, 48-44. Perry LeCompton, they get the victory over Wellsville, 39-13. Donovan West defeats ACCHS, 45-15. Centralia, they defeated Hiawatha, 55-33. Nemaha Central, they get the victory against Holton tonight, 44-29. Sabetha, they defeated Royal Valley, a close ball game, low scoring affair, 27-23. Sabetha comes out on top on that one. Jeff County North, they get the victory over Horton, 53-16. Pleasant Ridge, they defeated Jackson Heights, 46-26. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they get the win, 49-31 over Oskaloosa. And Clay Center, they get the win 49-38 over Marysville. Those are your girls' scores.
All right, those are your girls' scores. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll revisit some scores, get you some recaps from the games tonight. Time to pump up the jams. The second high school scoreboard show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're back after this.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello. My name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Shannon Wright. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Red Edwards in Hiawatha, or me, Shannon Wright in Holden. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with Change for the Better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
Love it. Boz, you love it?
It's all good.
It wasn't very comforting. That was just like it's okay.
It's all right.
Welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Boz and I playing our air trumpets there, coming back from break. And, great evening of basketball games tonight. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. Boz, say hi.
Hey, hey.
Give us some scores, buddy. Where are you going first?
We're going to go back to the girls in case you missed those a little bit ago. For the girls tonight, Lynn, they defeat Southern Cloud 69-6. Blue Valley gets the win over Pike Valley 55-37. Washington County defeats Wakefield in a close one 37-35. Valley Heights gets the win against Republic County 60-33. Another really close game. Frankfort They defeat Wabunsee 48-44 in overtime.
Close one.
Close one. Perry LeCompton at the Paola tournament. They end up beating Wellsville 39-13. Donovan West gets the victory over ACCHS 45-15. Centralia gets the win over Hiawatha 55-33. Nemaha Central, they defeat Holton 44-29. Another close game here. Sabetha, they defeated Royal Valley 27-23. A little defensive battle.
No doubt.
Jeff County North victorious over Horton tonight, 53-16. Pleasant Ridge, they got the win over Jackson Heights, 46-26. Moore Hill Mount Academy, they defeated Oskaloosa, 49-31. And Clay Center, they got the win over Marysville, 49-38. We do still have a few scores.
What we need, bub.
Come on, call in. Let us know what these scores are. Axtell, we need that score. They were at Flint Hills tonight.
Yeah.
This one I'm curious about. I kind of want to know. Riverside girls at Jeff West.
Yep.
Riverside 2-0. They're one of the top teams to watch. I want to see how they did tonight.
Really bounced back on Tuesday from last Friday's opening game. It was a close one
close
against
one.
Troy. And
yep.
Yeah.
And then we also need Valley Falls at McLouth. Two teams there. We want to find out what's going on. So call us. Give us those scores.
Need those scores, folks. 785-547-3461.
Hey, slow it down. Slow it down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Slow down.
785-547.
That's better.
3461. That's the Giant Communications hotline, and gave a shout out to Kira Taylor from Giant Communications, and also her mother earlier with that special message. Confirmed was not Jenny. My apologies. It was older sister Kaya.
Yes.
Kaya and Kira.
Yes.
Sang that little jingle for you about Giant Communications 12 Give days of giveaways.
Credit.
Going on right now, giantcomm.net. Anytime you need to look for residential or business, phone or internet, look up Giant Communications, best in the business. They are our hotline, 785-547-3461. All right, we went through girls' scores. We went through our game of the night that we were at. Again, we're going to do that every single week. I think it's time, Boz, to give people some recaps from the action tonight. What do you think about that?
Come on.
All right. So first off, we're going to start off with Sabetha. Sabetha hosted Roll Valley in a Big 7 League battle on the Sabetha Channel. Logan Bitterman will walk you through what happened tonight on the hardwood.
Two teams both looking to get their first Big 7 League win here tonight in Sabetha would feature the Royal Valley Panthers versus the Sabetha Blue Jays. The girls would be the first game of the night, and Sabetha would look for their first win of the season and get that win by a final of 27-23. The Sabetha girls were led in scoring by Leah Luker and Alexia Hayden, both with 7 points apiece. The Sabetha girls would have 19 turnovers, no three-pointers made, and go 7-16 from the free-throw line in the win. The Royal Valley girls, they were led in scoring by Pano Wawasik with 9 points. The Lady Panthers had 13 turnovers as a team. They would hit four three-pointers, and go 9-14 from the free throw line. The Sabetha girls go to 1-2, 1-2 overall, and 1-0 in league play. The Royal Valley girls fall to 1-2 overall and go to 0-2 in league play. Our second game of the night would feature the Sabetha boys and Royal Valley boys, and Sabetha boys would get a big 20-point win, 60-40, after Christian McAfee, the senior post player, would get 22 points leading all scorers tonight. Kyler Winger also chipped in at 9 points. Sabetha boys had 8 turnovers, hit 2 3-pointers, and went 4 of 10 from the free throw line. The Royal Valley boys in the loss, Jackson Stevens had 10 points. The team would commit 12 turnovers, hit 6 3-pointers, however, and go 6 of 9 from the free throw line in the loss this evening. The Royal Valley boys, they fall to 1-2 on the year. Overall, they go to 0-2 in league play like the girls. The Sabetha boys, however, they go to 2-1 as they've moved to 1-0 in league play. The Sabetha boys will be on the road next Tuesday night at Riverside to play the Cyclones. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you for that recap. Again, Sabetha Royal Valley on that one. Let's head over to Donovan County, Boz. We're going to have Atchison County rivalry versus Donovan County here. Atchison County Community High School taking on Donovan West and the Mustangs and Tigers. Tom Counts had the game tonight on CARE Radio.
We saw the TVL and the NEKL get together tonight in Evingham, Kansas's Donovan West traveled to see the Tigers, and it was the Mustangs who took a pair of W's home. In the opening game, Donovan West, led by Katie Johnson with 13 points, notched a 45-15 win over ACCHS for the Lady Tigers. Corey Wagner with 6. Lady Tigers go to 0-3 on the season. Donovan West improves to 2-1. In the nightcap, Tigers got into some foul trouble early, but battled back late. Did Donovan West, though, took a 47-30 win for the Tigers. 14 points for Caden Burns. Double figures also for Carter Swinson with 10. But Donovan West saw 16 from Cooper Eberle to lead the Mustangs. And Kelby Windmeyer had 10. The Atchison County guys go to 0-3. Donovan West now 1-2. So again tonight in Effingham, Kansas, Donovan West on the road took 2 from Atchison County. Tom Counts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, good job, Tom. And I mistakenly said it was at D West. Whoops.
Come on.
I know. Rookie mistake. Hey, that was on CARE 93.7 FM. You can listen to that game as well back on the website, mscsports.net. Just go to the audio tab and you can replay that game. Tom Counts brought to you there as Joseph Curry down at CARE Radio, still burning the midnight oil with us here this evening. Big thanks to you, Joseph, for hanging out with us here tonight. In Seneca tonight, Nemaha Central hosted Holton in a Big 7 League battle. Justin Fluke had that call on the Holton channel.
The first quarter made all the difference in the Big 7 League opener for Nemaha Central and Holton on Friday night in Seneca. In the girls' game, Nemaha Central led 21-6 at the end of the first quarter and would win the game by that same 15-point margin, 44-29, the final score. Nemaha Central led by Reagan Garrity with 14 points and Callie Honeyman scored 12 as they improved to 2-1 on the season. Holton's leading score was just 7 points. That was from Lily Tanking. All of them came in the first half as Holton played their first of several games without their top scorer, Brooke Wilcott, who's out with a foot injury. The Wildcats dropped to 1-2 with the loss in the girls' contest. Holton had 27 turnovers in defeat. In the boys' game, similar scenario. Nemaha Central scored the first 9. The Thunder led 17-3 at the end of the first quarter. Holton won the second quarter and the third quarter, and the Wildcat boys got within 2 points, 39-37, with just under a minute to go. But Holton would miss their next 4 shots, and Nemaha Central would make 5 free throws to get the 7-point win. The Thunder boys also now 2-1 on the season. They had great balance. Nobody in double digits. Evan Oberding, 9. Trent Thomas, 8. And for Holton, they were led by Bodie Dillon with 14 and Braden Peake, 12. Those two have scored in double digits for all 3 of the Wildcats games, but the Holton boys dropped to 0-3 on the season. Again, the final in the boys' game, 44-37. Nemaha Central wins the girls' game, 44-29. First quarter, the big difference for both Thunder teams at home. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Fluke, thank you for that. And, one thing that he just mentioned, Boz, that, you know, you just said to me that bring up is that Holton girls' team was a team that was your honorable mention preseason dark horse team. And that's a big loss that Justin just reported a little bit with Brooke Wilcott out for a while with that foot injury.
Yeah, Brooke Wilcott's a really good ball player. Really, she was somebody that had a ton of experience from last year. She's a natural scorer. She's tall. She's long. She can make things happen. So if you got to take her out of the lineup for a while, it puts a little more pressure on everybody else, which sometimes isn't a bad thing. You know, you get these other players that haven't got a ton of varsity experience. They're going to get more time on the court. They're going to get more minutes. They're going to get accustomed to the game and the speed and that kind of stuff. They mentioned Lily Tanking tonight, sophomore, getting some more time on the court, leading the team in scoring. So sometimes that won't be a bad thing, but, man, that's a big blow for Holton girls.
Yeah, no doubt. But the Thunder continue to roll. Big win for them at home tonight. On 103.9K NZA, we had JC and Horton battle in the Northeast Kansas League. And on the guys' side anyway, 2 of the top in the Northeast Kansas League. And on the girls' side, you've got a top team with JCN and OG Gary Sorensen on the sideline for Horton. Brandon Tadman had that game on 103.9. How was that game tonight, B-Tad?
It was a Friday night split inside the Northeast Kansas League here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZA 103.9 FM. Jefferson County North at Horton. And as Jake Probley in studio has already said, or will reference at some point, it was Chodges, the Chodges. Well, the girls' game, it was all Jefferson County North as they blew out to an early lead and did not look back. 16-8 in the first quarter. They would go on to beat Horton in the first game tonight, 53-16, a running clock in effect in the fourth quarter. Horton had 27 turnovers in the game and were just 5 of 14 from the free throw line. JCN's big three, the senior trio, Clara Johnson, Abby Laird, Emily Langley, leading the way for JCN as they improved to 2-1. Clara Johnson was our player of the game. She had 16 points and 7 rebounds. Emily Langley, a near dub-dub, she had 14 points and 9 rebounds. Abby Laird, 13 points and 16 rebounds. The Horton girls dropped to 1-2 with that losing effort. It was a much different game in the nightcap in the boys' game, as this one was tied going into the fourth quarter. The two teams offensively stout in the first period. They combined for 31 first quarter points as Horton led 18-13, but then the defenses, they tightened up the rest of the way. JCN outscored Horton 11-8 in the second. It was a 26-24 Horton lead at the end of the first half. JCN would outscore Horton again in the third quarter, just 9-7 was the frame, and they got a 40-footer from Calvin Manville at the buzzer to knot the game at 33-all heading into the fourth. But the difference, the JCN scoring drought. They did not score their first points in the fourth quarter until 30 seconds remaining. They went on a 7.5-minute scoring drought, and Horton, of course, with that drought, able to pull away, knock some free throws down at the end, and win it 45-38. Horton boys now 3-0 on the season. JCN, they dropped to 0-2. Horton had just 7 turnovers in the game. Both teams had 28 rebounds. They got 13 points apiece, did Horton, from Luke McAfee and Gannon Becker. We combine those two for our players of the game. JCN in the loss, led by Calvin Manville, the 6'2 senior, a near double-double, 14 points and 9 rebounds. Up next for both, for Horton, they're back in action Tuesday on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Jefferson County North, they'll be off until next Thursday. They'll play a non-league tilt on the road against a TBL opponent in the Troy Trojans. Again, a split Friday night here at Horton High School. The JCN girls big in game number one, 53-16 that final, and the Horton boys still undefeated, 3-0, after the nightcap win over JCN, 45-38. I'm Brady Tammer reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, B-Tad. Yeah, Boz, that was a battle of the Chodges.
Chodges.
The Chodges.
B-Tad.
Good effort, B-Tad. He'll get better at it as he keeps going,
not
right?
Not quite up to par just yet.
That was a surprising one. Boz and I both looked at each other when he said that. All right.
Right on.
All right. I love it. The Chodges tonight. Hey, do you know that the Chodges won?
They did win.
Yeah. One was Horton, one was JC. All right. Let's get you back to, or staying, excuse me, in the NEKL, the game that we went to where we saw the girls' contest and about 3 minutes of the guys' contest tonight. Pleasant Ridge at Jackson Heights. Boz and I decided we really thought that boys' game was going to be a good one. It ended up being a really good game. Crendon Prophet, again. Shout out to this young man, Boz.
Yeah, for
sure. Senior in high school, joined us last year, and energy. My friend.
Energy.
If I could bottle his energy up and sell it, we would be millionaires. I'd bring you along on that journey.
All right.
Let's hear what Crendon had to say about tonight. Pleasant Ridge and Jackson Heights. It was a split in Cobra Country.
Hello, I'm Crendon Prophet down here at the Jackson Heights court side, in which a great game ensued on the Jackson Heights Cobra Channel. Lady Rams, Pleasant Ridge, taking on the Jackson Heights Cobras. Starting off with the varsity girls game, the Pleasant Ridge Rams look to break a 5-season losing streak against the Jackson Heights girls. That's 10 straight games they lost. They were able to come up with a 46-26 win over the Jackson Heights Cobras. Leading scorer for the Cobra girls was Dawson Cochran, who put up 10 points and 7 rebounds. And the player of the game, brought by the Farmer State Bank, was Mia Ernzen, number 15, who put up 16 points in the game and 7 rebounds. She was hurt sometime in the second quarter, but was able to return and have a monstrous third quarter, putting up 8 points in it. After that, the Jack Knights varsity boys game ensued, which, by the way, flipped the script. Instead, this time, the Jack Knights Cobra boys were on a four-season losing streak, so an eight-game losing streak against the Pleasant Ridge Ram boys. And coming in, they were looking to change the table, too, and they did. In their game, they were able to beat the Pleasant Ridge Rams 39-26, and this one was a big one. Jack Knights Cobras were winning coming out of the first quarter 7-11. Going into the second quarter, the Jack Knights Cobras were outscored 12-2. They went into the halftime down 19-13. Things were looking rough. But in the thick of it, the Cobra boys came out and put up 19, set with 17 unanswered points on Pleasant Ridge Rams. They outscored them 19-2 in the third quarter. The game ended 39-26. The Cobras ran the tables. Mellies put up 12 points and went 4-for-6 in the fourth quarter. This has been Credit and Profit at the Jack Knights Cobra courtside. Cobra girls losing their game 46-26 and the Cobra boys winning 39-26. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Crendon. I love that he...
Thank you.
The manners.
Yes.
Manners. That was
he
great.
He loves what he does.
He enjoys it. And we... was that the first time you've gotten to sit in a basketball gym with him
yes.
tonight?
And we were right in front of him.
Right in front of him. And, I mean, you were getting play-by-play, just sitting in the stands watching the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, and here's the thing. If you ever have a chance, if you're at a game and you watch him, the dude doesn't sit down.
No.
He's too excited. He's standing up. He's animated. I love it.
It's great stuff. Great stuff. Thanks, Crendon. Jackson Heights and Pleasant Ridge splitting. We talked about the girls from Pea Ridge earlier this evening about they're a team that we're going to keep our eye on for sure. And the Jackson Heights boys, well, they're my dark horse this season in the boys side. And, a defensive battle. It ended up being a really, really good game. Quite possibly the game of the night. There was a lot of overtime tonight, Boz.
Yep.
A lot of close games. But I think the game of the night came in the nightcap between Centralia and Hiawatha. That was on 92.1 FM KMZA. You can go to mscsports.net, click the audio tab, and revisit that from the radio perspective of that. Or you can go to the Hiawatha channel. Go to mscsports.net, click listen live, watch the replay, and listen to Jared Sleppy's call. Great games, both girls and guys. Centralia, Hiawatha, Sleppy. How was it?
A couple of good ones here in Hiawatha. Centralia girls winning 55-33 was the final score. It was close all the way up until about 5 minutes left in the third quarter when Centralia went on a 15-0 run. It was 26-24. Ended up being a 22-4 run in total, and that would be the big decider in that game. 11 points apiece for Owen Dieters and Keelan Rempe. Also 10 points for Josie Haverkamp for Centralia. Also 11 points for Abby Elfner of Hiawatha to lead the Redhawks. As for the boys' game, what a fun one this was. An absolute treat. 17 points in the first quarter for Centralia, including 10 from Paxton Bowers. Got it to a nice lead early. But then it would be neck and neck for the entire rest of the game. And the game was decided by a game-winning buzzer beater. Boswell missed a three for Hiawatha, but it was Lane Kessler with a put-back mid-range jumper. It was a fadeaway from about 8 feet, knocked it home with triple zeros to win the game 47-45. Cooper Jacobson led Hiawatha with 14 points. Ethan Morden had 13. Kessler finished with 6. Also, Cameron Boswell had 9. For Centralia, 14 points for Reese Tanking and 19 for Paxton Bowers. Fun ones here in Hiawatha. Once again, the Centralia girls and the Hiawatha boys victorious. This has been Jared Sleppy for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Sleppy. Yeah, what a fun evening in Hiawatha tonight. 785-547-3461, Giant Communications Hotline. I don't beg often, Boz, but I'm going to beg right now.
Okay.
If you were at the Hiawatha game tonight, I want to hear from you.
Yeah, come call.
Let's go.
That was a heck of a finish.
Heck of a game.
Somebody's got something to say about that.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple of text messages from different Hiawatha fans that were like, great game, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, don't text me.
Yeah, call.
Call in.
Don't be scared.
They don't want to talk on the air, buddy.
No,
I get it. I understand. But, man, again, it's great for the kids.
Absolutely.
And how about Mr. Kessler, man?
That's big time. Well, here's the deal. We said it when we were listening to it as it happened.
Yes.
A lot of times, late game situations, clock's expiring, shot goes up. It isn't the first shot that gets you.
Yeah.
It's the offensive rebound. In this case, Boswell from the right wing throws up a prayer. Kessler hustles down, gets the rebound, falling away on the baseline.
Kobe!
Knocks it down. Crowd goes wild. Yeah. Players rush court.
Insanity.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
And our very own Seth Tollefson sent us a video from his vantage point. And great video.
Oh, it's awesome.
Great video. Again, you can check out the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. Click listen live, select Hiawatha channel or Red Hawk channel, and you can relive the magic that happened there. And for Centralia, again, they had opportunity in that that we were listening to. And it's just one of those things. It's a scramble drill that, you know, where it's a 50-50 ball, and Centralia can't get a hold of the basketball.
Yeah.
Squirts away, and that's when Boswell picks it up and able to retain possession. But, man, you said it right away to me on the drive up. You said, man, it's not the first guy. It's the second that you got to look out for, and that was Mr. Kessler today.
Well, usually in, like, late-game situation timeouts, you know, back from my coaching days, you tell your kids you got to make sure you box out on the shot. You have to secure the board. And in Centralia, they were in scramble mode. Watching the shot as it goes up, that's what gets you. You know, you're standing around waiting, thinking it might go in, and then there's the rebound. You're not positioned. Somebody gets it, puts it back. But you were right. Right as that play happened, Hiawatha's pushing the ball at the sideline, throw a long pass down the sideline right to Centralia. Mm-hmm. And he kind of stumbles. He loses the ball. Boswell grabs it. I mean, just a scrum situation at the end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if Centralia gets the steal, holds on to it.
Overtime.
But they lost it, and it's just – congrats to Hiawatha.
No doubt, man. I mean, again, and when you watch that clip, when you watch the ending of that game, you're hitting the nail on the head by saying, shot goes up, everybody turns and looks.
Yeah.
Except one player.
Yep. He goes to the rim, get the board.
Lane Kessler.
Yep.
Flowing. And again, he's watching the shot, but he's putting himself in position.
Yeah.
And that was impressive.
And it wasn't, when you watch the video, you got to go watch it because it wasn't like he just got it and laid it back up off the glass.
No.
It careened off the rim. 10-12 feet on the baseline. He had to get rid of it. I think it was like 1.3 when it went up.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Bounce on the rim.
Bouncing around. Buzzer goes off. Ball goes through the net. Wow, awesome.
You won't
forget that.
Those are what as a child, you're dreaming of, right? You're dribbling the ball across half court, and in your head, you're saying 5, 4, 3, two, and you shoot the ball, splash, and the crowd goes wild.
Yes.
That's what you dream of as a kid. Tonight, Lane Kessler got to have that dream kind of come true.
Yeah,
that was
100%.
Amazing, awesome, super happy for that kid. Again, get a shout out, our very own Seth Tollefson. Very cool stuff. For that, again, heartbreaking is the phrase that Jared Sleppy used for Centralia. Because 1,000%, you know, those 50-50 balls and then a shot that gets put up at the buzzer, it's just one of those things. It rips your heart out.
Well, and I think if I remember right, didn't Reese Tanking made two free throws to tie it up?
Massive shot, big with 9 seconds to go.
Ice in the veins, knocks down the free throws to tie it up. So, you know, it's just both teams played their hearts out.
Yeah.
Got to be one team's going to win.
Yeah.
Centralia, that's a team, you know, we haven't talked a ton about yet.
Yeah.
They've got some dudes on that team. And I
Paxton Bowers, Reese Tanking's good.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be a good basketball team, and they'll get better from this loss. They'll watch film, and they'll improve. And somebody we need to keep an eye on moving forward.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep our eye on the Panthers from Centralia in that TVL league. And that's what's fun about early season, Boz. You've got plenty of teams that are out of league that are having some good tests early.
Yeah.
And, seeing what where you're sitting at right now.
What they're made of.
What are you made of? And tonight, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. We got more to get to yet. We're going to talk about maybe going into next week a little bit. What's going on? We're going to talk about some collegiate hoops and talk about also our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We got a handful of them for you. Don't go anywhere. Come back. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show rolls on after this. Don't wanna wait till tomorrow.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make preparing for and playing in the dreams they love. This season of commitment, that's what Denison State Bank promises sports customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Denison State Bank and Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. Find online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Nottie Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before year-end and enjoy stability in your fuel cost. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with change for the better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
Let's get back into it here. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on a Friday evening. Chilling down a little bit, Boz.
Yeah.
It's 45 now.
Oh, boy. Watch out.
You look out. It's getting cold outside. But you got some scores for me there, bud?
I do. Let's go through some boys' scores from tonight. Lynn, they defeat Southern Cloud 60-23. Blue Valley gets the win over Pike Valley 66-36. Washington County was all over Wakefield tonight, 67-9. Valley Heights, they get the win over Republic County, 44-33. Axtell defeated Flint Hills, 61-33. Wabuncie gets a four-point win over Frankfort, 46-42 in overtime. Really close game there. Wellsville, they defeated Perry LeCompton, 71-43. Donovan West gets the win over ACCHS, 47-30. Hiawatha gets the two-point win on the buzzer beater from Lane Kessler, 47-45. Nemaha Central defeated Holton, 44-37. Sabetha gets the win over Royal Valley, 60-40. Horton defeated Jeff County North, 45-38. Pleasant Ridge, they fall tonight to Jackson Heights, 39-26. Another close game, two-point win for Oskaloosa over Marhill Mount Academy, 52-50. That was a buzzer beater, too. Didn't have any details on that. Somebody could have called in.
They should have.
And told us what happened, but we heard it was a shot at the buzzer for the win for Oskaloosa. And finally, they still can. That's right.
They can.
Marysville gets the win over Clay Center 63-40. And we still, phone lines are still open.
They're open.
We still need Riverside at Jeff West on the boys and girls side. We need Valley Falls at McClouth, and I believe we need a Hanover, St. Xavier at Hanover. So we got a couple still.
That's what we need, dog.
Yep.
Got to have them. Giant Communications Hotline is open, as Boz mentioned, 785-547-3461. We want people to know how the kids did tonight. So if you've got those scores Boz just alluded to, we need to hear from you. You don't have to talk on the radio. Just give us a score. We'd love for you to talk about the game, especially if you were at Hiawatha.
Yep.
It'd be awesome if Lane Kessler's mom would call in.
That would be very cool.
You know, that'd be awesome. Shout out, Robin. And, let's get those vibes going here. We need to get some more scores coming in here this evening. Going into sub-states, Boz, we talked about it a little bit, about how I would like to see you agree that we got to get past what we're currently sitting at right now, right?
Yeah.
We've got to figure out a way to not have so many teams that are going to be top-ranked teams in the state consistently in the same sub-state.
Yep.
So the 2024 sub-states have been released for all classifications. And so in 2A, February 26th through March 2nd, JCN will be the host for JCN, Mar Hill, Pleasant Ridge, Horton, McClouth, Oskaloosa, Valley Falls, Care Paraville, and Riverside. Goodness me.
Yeah.
Also in 2A. Valley Heights and Jackson Heights, they're going to go to Wabunsee and compete with teams like Republic County, Bennington, Mission Valley, Lincoln, and Sacred Heart. But two teams there from the local side that could see themselves high up in the state rankings by season's end.
Yep, for sure.
In 3A, we're going to see competitors. Roll Valley is going to host ACCHS, Hiawatha, Bishop Ward, Jeff West, Perry LeCompton, Sabatha, and Topeka Hayden.
Whew.
That's going to be tough.
Yep.
Nemaha Central and Marysville are going to have to go to Riley County. Listen to these schools. Beloit, Minneapolis, Rossville, Silver Lake, St. Mary's.
That's loaded.
St. Mary's already played Nemaha once this year.
Yep.
St. Mary's got the edge over Nemaha earlier this week. I'm just saying, my point, and then 4A, I don't want to leave out Atchison and Holton. They're in the proper format,
yeah, exactly.
Friend.
Yep.
They're east and west. They're going to get determined based off their records. And then in 1A, I didn't forget about 1A, Division 1, Donovan West is going to host Northern Heights, Burlingame, Centralia, Bishop Seabury, Onega, and Troy. Clifton, Clyde, Frankfort, and Washington County will go to Rock Hills with Lakeside Downs and Osborne. Blue Valley Randolph's going to host a tough sub-state.
Yeah, they will.
With Axtell, Hanover, St. Xavier, Lynn, Pike Valley, and Southern Cloud. Those are your sub-states, Boz.
Yeah, they're just loaded. I mean, there isn't one in there that you look at and say, oh, this, they might have an easy run through this sub-state. There's no way.
I mean, I get it. Like, you don't want it to be the case where it's like, oh, cakewalk for one team.
Yeah.
You're going to have competition. But when you look at 4A, you're going to have East and West. Holton and Atchison are in the East, and they're going to get ranked 1 to 18, 1 to 20, whatever it is, and they're going to get slated, and the bottom, what, two, three teams don't make it to sub-state. And then they take the top 18?
I think it's, if I remember right, it was 16.
16.
But that's something you think about, you know, last couple of years when I was at Holton, excuse me, you're paying attention as the season progresses to where you're sitting.
Yes.
You're looking at your seed, you're looking where you're at, if you have to win a couple games, and those are, obviously, you're never going to go to your kids and say, hey, we have to win this
gotta
to make playoffs, but you can get a feel for where you're at in those rankings as the season progresses. And system like that would, I think, would bode well for some of the smaller schools that aren't going to load up a sub-state like we just talked about.
I mean, again, you know, we're talking about sub-states being loaded. Let's go to 1A Division II on the boys' side for an example. Currently, as it stands, ranking-wise, Axtell ranked number 2 in the state.
Okay.
Hanover ranked number 4 in the state.
Yeah.
Same sub-state.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. In 1A Division I, Clifton Clyde ranked 7th.
Yep.
Centralia ranked 9th.
Yep.
Same sub-state.
Yep.
Okay. How about this one? 1A Division I girls. Frankfort ranked 2. Clifton Clyde ranked 3. Donovan West ranked 5. Centralia ranked 10. All in the same sub-state.
Come on. Four teams in the top 10.
Come on now. I mean, again, things are going to naturally separate themselves as the season progresses, and I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm guaranteeing you right now these are going to be the same teams that are going to be ranked in the top 10 by season's end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will.
And then only one team is going to get to go.
Just one. Just one.
Just not smart.
Yep, we can fix that.
It is a simple fix, I feel like. And I just don't fully, again, I think it'd be great if we would be able to maybe have an interview off air or just conversation off air. If we were graced or be able to be graced enough with the presence of somebody coming on air and having that conversation, I know that can open up, you know, to a lot of flack or something. I don't want that. But on the same token, I think the conversation, I'm sure it's been had at Keisha.
Yeah.
But we're looking at it.
Well, here's my thing. I just want to give me the behind the scenes look. You know, let me hear some of the conversations, because I know it's been discussed and there's reasons why they have it set that way. But I'd like to know what those are. I want to know what they're talking about and why it can't work or why they're sticking with this system.
Because the state site has 8 teams at it, right?
Yep.
Top 4, if you win your first round game, you're guaranteed top 4. But if you lose your first round game, your season's done.
Yep.
We look at 4 teams that are in the top 10 in the state right now, 1A Division I girls. 4 in the same sub-state. Only one's going to get to go. That means if you're going up based off of that, even just looking at number 2, 3, and 5.
Yeah.
Those 5 teams, if season ended now, based off rankings, you know, coaches' input, okay, that, because this is the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association rankings that I'm referencing. You can check that out at mscsports.net as well. Brandon Tadman hooking us up with that. But if season ended today,
yeah,
they're ranked in the top 5. You're telling me that those 3 teams are not supposed to be in a state tournament to battle it out for a state title?
Should be.
Should be.
Should be. I don't know. I think I'd love to hear the argument. Maybe we need to work on that. See if maybe we can get somebody before the end of the season.
We got a couple months.
Explain
to get this
that.
Done.
All right, we'll do it.
I like that because right. I think all you folks would care to know.
Yeah.
I would like to know. I mean, if there's a legitimate reasoning behind it, okay. I can accept something to be a certain way if it gets explained to me and it makes sense. But if there's even the slightest bit of, well,
maybe we could do that,
then I'm not going to be sold on it.
Yeah.
You cannot continue to do something just because that's the same way it's been done. And I just, you know, again, I'd like to have that conversation. Again, I hope I don't come across as just bashing.
A little bit.
I know,
pretty
but
fired up.
I'm fired up because, again, these are teams, obviously, that we care about.
Yeah.
There are area teams. We take ownership in our communities.
Absolutely.
We're the number one local community connection for a reason. We are the Northeast Kansas Sports Authority for a reason. We cover these teams. We care about these teams. We care about these kids and these experiences that they're being basically told that you will not get because you're not quite good enough. Even though we think you're number 3 in the state right now,
yeah,
you're not quite good enough to go to state because you can't beat number 2.
Yeah.
That is unacceptable, in my opinion. And I think we need to get some kind of a conversation, at least just to have with them.
Yeah.
Just to see. Oh, man, I do love going on tangents, my friend.
You do a little bit.
Ah. All right, scores, you went through all of those on the boys' side, so now let's get the girls.
All right, let's get the girls' scores. Lynn defeated Southern Cloud 69-6. Blue Valley gets the win over Pike Valley 55-37. Washington County defeated Wakefield in a close game 37-35. Valley Heights gets the win over Republic County 60-33. Frankfort in an overtime win against Waubunsee 48-44. Perry LeCompton gets the victory over Wellsville 39-13. Donovan West defeated ACCHS 45-15. Centralia defeated Hiawatha 55-33. Nemaha Central gets the victory over Holton 44-29. Close game with Sabetha and Royal Valley. Sabetha gets the win 27-23. Jeff County North defeated Horton 53-16. Pleasant Ridge got the win over Jackson Heights 46-26. Moore Hill, Mount Academy defeated Oskaloosa 49-31. And Clay Center got the win over Marysville 49-38.
All right, those are your scores. What are we missing still?
On the girls' side, we're missing, we never did get an Axtell score, and we still didn't get anything from Riverside, Jeff West. And, oh, Valley Falls, McClouth.
Yeah.
We got three we didn't get there.
Again, we've only got a few moments remaining on the show. If you want to get us those scores so we can pass them along to the listeners, we would love for you to do that. 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications hotline is open for you. And you can visit giantcomm.net. Look no further, guys, than Giant Communications when it comes to your residential or business internet and phone service needs. 12 days of giveaways going on right now at Giant Communications. Just visit them on their Facebook page for more details on how you can enter to win. Well, we've got other things still coming up, Boz. We were talking a little bit about how Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees that we've got on tap so far. We've got one more break to get to here in just a minute, but go ahead and read those names off for us.
Okay, I'm going to throw a little shout-out here, though. We need folks calling in, giving us some game ball nominees. I know there's tons of people out there attending ball games, seeing good performances, so call in and give us some nominations for the Lucre Chiropractic Game Ball. Right now, we've got on the girls' side from Centralia, Keelan Rempe. She had 11 points, and Owen Dieters as well from Centralia, also with 11 points. Those are the only girls' nominees that we've got tonight. On the boys' side of things, from Sabetha, Christian McAfee had himself a night. He had 22 points tonight.
C-Mac.
Yep, and then we had... talked a lot about it from Hiawatha,
yeah.
Mr. Lane Kessler with the game winner.
Boom.
At the buzzer, he also had 6 points on the night. Those are the only two that we've got for the boys. I know there's more out there.
Yeah.
We just haven't heard from anybody yet.
Had a buzzer beater in Oskaloosa, Mara Hill.
Frankfort was an overtime
Frankfort
game against Waubunsee. I mean, man, there's
plenty of good games.
Yes.
Just want to give the kids some love. That's all we're trying to do. Give them a little shout-out. Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee of Sabetha. That is going to be given away after our next break. Don't go anywhere. You can listen to who wins that game ball. Boz and I are going to dive in a little bit, too. Some collegiate basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock talk.
yeah. And then we got some Chiefs talk yet to have. Boz and I, we had a fun time. We want to tell you guys a little bit about it. Coming up next here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with change for the better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit giantcomm.net for all details for the fall into savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucre from Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Jeff Russell. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by my office in Sabetha or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha or Shannon Wrights in Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thanks as always. You're back in here with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on a Friday. Boz has cooled down again. It's 44.
It's dropping fast.
Dropping fast. We've been on air for about an hour and a half, and it's dropped 2 degrees in that 90-minute time frame. Woo, look out. Cold front coming in. No, don't take my word for that. You'll hear the updated forecast coming up at the conclusion of tonight's show. Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees presented by Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness with Dr. Brent Lukert in Sabetha. Bozzy, our nominees. Who do we got, my friend? We had another one come in over the break.
Had one more. On the girls' side of things, we've got from Centralia, Keelan Rempe, 11 points tonight in their win over Hiawatha. Also, Owen Dieters from Centralia. She had 11 points as well. And then we've got a nominee here for Claire Johnson from JCN.
Paula.
Not exactly sure of the stats, but reported a double-double on the night.
Double-double.
So, heck of a night. Anytime you got double-doubles, it's
double-double
awesome,
like
awesome.
A McDouble.
Let's go. So, yeah, a couple really good performances on the girls' side. On the boys' side, from Sabetha, Christian McAfee.
C-Mac.
22 points tonight.
Baller.
He had a heck of a game.
And he had 18 at halftime as
yes.
well. He really came out the gate strong.
Yes, had a heck of a first half, putting up some points. From Hiawatha. Lane Kessler with
Hey-o.
The game-winning shot at the buzzer. He had 6 points on the night, none bigger than that one, to finish out the ball game and get the win.
I got one more that just came in as well over text. Paxton Bowers from Centralia, 19 points on the guy's side tonight. Paxton Bowers in the loss to Hiawatha on Mr. Kessler's final bucket of the night. But a great night from Paxton. 19 points on the night. Really,
that's a ball
out.
Game. That's a game.
Yeah, it's difficult to do that. I mean, just because you could go out, Boz, and hang 30 still, it's
probably.
It's
I don't know about that.
Boz the baller. And a little programming update note here. We talked last week about the dunking ability of Boz. And Boz informed me that he was a little bit nervous of doing that in front of a crowd.
you know, that's, I don't want to do that in front of anybody. They don't need to see me get injured.
Yeah.
They're trying to do this.
So the conversation maybe was had of all the money that we raise, 50% goes to a nonprofit charity and the other 50% goes into a stash to
pay my medical emergency bills. Room visit when I pop an Achilles tendon or something.
I think you
I'm
said
still going to do it though.
Last week you said you can get 9 foot.
I did. And I kind of laying in bed that night, mm-hmm. I kind of rehashed that conversation. I thought, man, 9 might have been a little overzealous.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe I'm feeling really confident at 8.5.
I mean, I think I can get 8 foot. I know I can get 8 foot. So you can jump better than me. You have a little less pounding than I do, too.
Here's the other thing, though. You said, like, 1st of January or something. I didn't have much time.
We are going to push it back to February.
Like, late February. this should be like an end of basketball season before tournament, like, finale.
Like, though, a week leading up to Substate.
That's perfect.
Okay, that'll be the first week of March.
Yeah, so I got
2.5 months. Like, quick training things to help Boz gain 8 inches on his vertical, then call us.
I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to shock you.
I'll be impressed. I'll be the first person. If you dunk it, $100 goes into the pot. I mean, you heard.
Yo.
Yeah, you heard it here first. I mean, I'll put that. And, you know, we'll need to figure out how many chances you get. You know,
I'm gonna need a couple.
Right. I mean, we can't. Now, here's the other thing, folks. Boz said, like, I got small hands.
Yeah.
So I can't really, like, palm a ball.
No.
And so he said, I got to throw it to myself.
I got to throw it up, let it bounce, go get it, dunk it. It's going to be impressive when it happens.
So not only is he going to do it, he's going to alley-oop himself.
Yeah, buddy.
I'll throw 200 in it if you throw it off the backboard and do it.
Okay, I'm gonna be practicing. You're gonna, I gotta find somewhere that I can go practice like
anybody
privately.
Anybody got a gym at the basketball goal in their home in the barn?
Crank down.
That Boz can come over and practice. You let us know.
It's like the dunk contest. I'm gonna come up with something crazy for you.
I'll throw 1,000 into it. Yeah, I'm saying it. I'll throw $1,000 into this charity deal if you can go off the backboard, catch, and then in between your legs.
Oh, that's not. Come on.
Come on. You're crazy. You just said you got time to practice.
That's not happening. You got to jump really high to throw it between your legs and dunk it.
All I'm hearing are excuses. That's all I'm hearing.
Okay.
$1,000 for the kids, dude.
All right.
All right. 500, I guess. 500 for you so you don't.
I'll really
go to the emergency room.
It won't be good.
All right, let's move on here. Before we give away our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner tonight, let's talk. We always talk college football during football. There's a little bit of a sabbatical still. The Cats are playing, and they're going to eat some Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tart
Bowl. They've also got, like, mass exodus in the portal right now.
Yeah.
We're not going to go too deep into that, but Avery Johnson did announce yesterday he's staying.
Big
That's
time.
Awesome.
Big time.
Lost both K-State and KU, lost their offensive coordinators, so for the football team. And KU's playing in the
Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
Yes.
It's a bowl.
That's exactly right. Yep. I wanted to allow you that chance to, because I let it in like that for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of KU fans are like, ugh.
Well.
We're in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
Yeah.
What is that?
You read any social media, chat deals, message boards, whatever. There was a comment on KU football, and somebody was griping about the Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
Yeah. Why?
And it was pretty quick. It got squashed. You know, 99% of people, I agree, they chimed in and said, no, listen, for 10 years, we didn't even sniff a bowl game. So you cannot be picky. This is the best season we've had in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't care what bowl we get to go. We're going. We're still playing.
Going bowling.
Yes.
I mean, that's a success in itself.
Absolutely. Moving the right direction.
I don't care if it is the Plaster Bowl or something. It
doesn't even matter.
You know,
if
like,
it's got bowl on the end
bowl,
of it.
If you're playing an extra game,
yep.
Come on.
Yep.
And you're not like a 5-7 team that made a bowl game because they didn't have enough teams to make it. There's a couple of them this year again.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk a little bit about KU stuff or K-State stuff, you can call in right now, too.
Yeah.
785-547-3461. We know a couple people that were wanting to do that, so just letting you know. You can call in right
now.
Yes,
you can still do it.
785-547-3461. Giant Communications Hotline open for you. All right, going into hoops action.
Yep.
You talked about how you were in Manhattan on Tuesday.
I was.
And you took in the third straight K-State overtime win.
Yeah.
Tang's team now, Tang time, 9-0 underneath Jerome Tang in overtime are Kansas State. Two losses on the year to ranked USC, ranked Miami team. They have a tough matchup tomorrow at Louisiana State University in the Big 12 SEC Challenge, but they got a big win. You were there.
I was there. I had a chance to, and I've said this before, Jake, I'm not a hater. I love good basketball no matter what, but I had an opportunity to go to the Octagon of Doom.
Doom.
First time, actually, I'd seen a K-State game in the Octagon.
Really?
It was, and it was a whiteout. It was impressive.
Yeah.
Fans were going crazy. Big-time matchup against Villanova.
Yeah.
And K-State led the majority of that game. I mean, it really, I don't know if they got over maybe a 12-point lead. It was Nick Vintuck kind of down the stretch. Villanova ties it up.
Mm-hmm.
But K-State, they find a way to win in overtime. And it was a good game. I enjoyed being there.
It was. It was a big-time win. For the Cats, again, they take on LSU tomorrow. You can hear that on 92.1 KMZA or 103.9 KNZA. Tip-off scheduled for that at 12:30, pregame at 11:30 on the radio. And KU.
Big-time win this. They're the number two ranked team right now.
And I told you they would be.
Yes.
And you were like, nah, they're not going up that high.
I don't.
They did.
I'm not. Here's the thing. I'm not sold yet. KU's got some issues. They've
so
got to find.
Terrible to be undefeated.
And they're not undefeated. They lost
right. they
to
lost,
Marquette,
yeah.
who's a good team.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think they're still finding their way a little bit, and they're going to be fine. Coach Self, fantastic. I mean, just awesome coach. He's gonna get
right.
it all together. But
he's okay.
Big win over UConn, and that was a close, tight game.
Last Friday night yep. happened while we were doing a show.
Yep, 69-65. Good to win those close games. They came back, beat Kansas City. But they got a
Woo.
Tough one tomorrow, SEC Showdown.
The Ruse.
They're playing Mizzou.
M-I-Z.
At Allen Fieldhouse. It's going to be rocking. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you will.
You're going to be there. Come on.
Don't.
You're going to be wearing KU stuff. I love it.
Don't publicize this.
Oh, it's all out there.
Don't publicize this.
I'm giving you a KU shirt. You're going to rock it tomorrow with pride.
I don't know
in Allen
pride.
Fieldhouse. Big, big matchup for KU tomorrow.
It'll be the second time I've ever stepped foot inside AFH, and the Octagon.
You'll get chills.
The Octagon East will be fun to be in.
Oh, I can't believe you did not just say that.
I mean, I did. I did. Octagon East, because you guys always say AFH West, so I'm just saying.
Oh, goodness.
The Octagon East.
I'm going to, next week, I'm going to have how many games K-State has won at Octagon East.
Well, they would have had another one if Svee Mykhailiuk didn't walk from half court. Moving on! but yeah, we're going to start introducing more of the talk about that because football season's ending on the collegiate level. But we will still continue to talk professional football because throughout the majority of high school basketball, professional football is
yep.
still going on.
Still going.
Big time week coming up here in a couple days for the Kansas City Chiefs. Last Sunday night, it was a tough loss at Lambeau.
Whew.
And we were there.
We were there. The conversation
we had
here on the air scoreboard show, we were talking, man, it'd be so awesome to go to Lambeau Field.
Bucket
it's a bucket list deal. We made it happen.
It was crazy.
It was a little crazy. Spontaneous, spur of the moment, pack it up, let's go. Maybe not those things, maybe the reasoning doesn't factor in. We're excited and
mm-hmm.
we made a snap decision, but it was
yeah.
worth it.
Snap decision. One of my best friends, well, I, my best friend from childhood lives up in that general area and hit me up on, 6:30 on
yeah.
Saturday night and said, hey, if you can make the trip, I'll make it worth your while. And Boz and I, we jumped in a vehicle, and we drove, man. And it was a lot of fun. Justin Fluke went up with his partner from football, Mike Tanking, who you hear of a lot as well. There was a lot of people from this
Tons.
Area there.
Tons.
The Red Kingdom was there in droves.
Yep.
And I can't say enough about how nice people in Wisconsin are.
Yeah.
And the cheese curds?
Oh, they were fantastic.
Legit.
Yes. Different than we get here.
Wisconsin cheese, Boz, is way more better than that Kansas cheese, I'll tell you right now.
Yes. True story.
So good. Yeah, great trip. Came back. And you've had quite the sports excursion lately. Going to Lambeau,
yep.
Going to the Octagon on come back on Monday.
Yeah.
Go to the Octagon on Tuesday. Go to Cobra Country tonight.
Yep.
Do the show. Going to AFH.
Yeah.
Saturday.
What else you want to do?
And so the Chiefs need to bounce back though, bud.
They do.
They are at home against the Bills tomorrow in a big time matchup. The Bills coming off of a bye and a team that is in must win mode. They're 6-6. The Chiefs are 8-5, no longer now control their own destiny for the one seed. And they've got to pick up this win on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills.
Well, if they don't change their tune a little bit, and we've been saying this all season long.
I feel like you're talking to one of your kids. If you don't change your attitude right now.
Well, if I could talk to the Chiefs that way. But here's the thing. We have talked about this all season long. The Chiefs' inability to score touchdowns in the red zone. It's killed them all year long.
Yeah.
You can't win games in the NFL if you're kicking field goals every time you get in the red zone. And the Chiefs, seems like when they get in the red zone, penalties, back them up. They start pressuring Mahomes. He got sacked twice in the red zone, pushed him back. They have to settle for field goals because they can't convert in the red zone. That's been a problem all year. In fact, we were listening to a show on the way back, and the guy was saying, Andy Reid's post-game press conference, we're going to get that figured out. We got to get that figured out. And he said the better question is, why haven't you figured it out yet?
Yeah.
I mean, we're approaching the end of the season, and that's still an issue. So they've got to find a way to fix that. Otherwise, I mean, you can't win only kicking field goals. And the Bills, they're desperate.
Desperate.
They've got to get a win. I think it's going to be a great game. Chiefs need a win, though, too. They got to bounce back.
And Josh Allen is maybe one of, aside from Joe Burrow, maybe the current quarterbacks that has had a lot of success. Even, and when I say success, I mean has played very well at Arrowhead.
Yep.
And even in a loss, like the AFC title game a few years, or divisional game a few years ago.
Yeah.
But the success that he's had, and again, they're in desperation mode, and it scares me when you have a team that's that desperate and is that good, that has struggled a lot, like the Bills, taking on a team like the Chiefs that, even in some of their recent wins, Boz, it's been that shakiness of like, oh, gosh, good thing the defense is playing good.
Yep.
Good thing the defense is playing good. That you can't rely on that to sustain all year long. And the big thing, I think, two major injuries to the Chiefs on the defensive side on Sunday. Drew Tranquil with a concussion, and then Brian Cook, that ankle injury he had was just
not good.
Unfortunate. And so injuries are starting to pile up now, too. And I know a next man up mentality, and I know you're getting paid millions of dollars to play the sport, but that's a major factor middle to later part of the season.
Yeah, and it's the defense has been playing really well. But even against the Packers had several possessions where they just picked our defense apart.
Yeah.
Marched down the field, scored touchdowns. The Chiefs, they made plays when they had to late in the game, forcing three and outs. But then when the offense gets it back, they can't do anything.
Right.
So that's just a struggle. They got to get it figured out. That's all you can say.
Got to get it figured out. They got to get it figured out this Sunday. That game you can hear on 92.1 KMZA or Sunny 101.3, 2 p.m. pregame and 3:25 kick with Mitch Holtis, who will be back in the booth on Sunday calling that game. I told you how the Chiefs don't control their own destiny anymore for the one seed. Do you know who does control their own destiny?
I don't know. I don't know who that could be.
The Miami Dolphins do.
Okay.
And so do the Baltimore Ravens. The Flock, coming off of a bye, they're taking on a L.A. Rams team on Sunday who just put a beatdown on the Browns last week. Jared Sleppy's Browns, R.I.P. Browns. they put a beatdown. So that's a big-time game. But their schedule is the toughest the rest of the way, the Ravens are. They have to go to Jacksonville, to San Francisco, who is the hottest team in football right now.
100%.
They got to play at home against the Dolphins and the Steelers and the Rams, as mentioned. So the toughest stretch the rest of the year is the Baltimore Ravens. If they win out, they will be the one seed because they'll have the head-to-head over the Dolphins. And knock them a game behind them. But I don't see them winning out. My preseason prediction was 14-3 to get the one seed.
Okay.
If that's going to happen, they do have to win out. Currently sitting 9-3.
Ooh.
But it's still up for grabs.
Tough road.
It's a tough road. But I would wager heavily if they run the table the next five games.
Yeah.
Scary team. Still the best defense in football. And Lamar Jackson's getting some things figured out with some of those receivers and playing at an MVP level.
Okay.
You're not a hater anymore of old Lamb Jack.
I'm not a hater at
all.
Yeah. In general.
Yeah.
I just hate on him because you like him.
Something about my teams.
That's right.
Something about my teams.
Something about your teams.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, again, on Sunday. You've got that with the Chiefs. Again, come on. Chiefs Kingdom, stand up. If you can go to the game, by golly, go to the game and cheer on the Chiefs. We've got to get a win this Sunday against the Bills. Cannot drop to 8-5 because you know who's surging right now in the AFC West? The only team that's beaten the Chiefs in the AFC West, the Broncos.
Broncos.
Who I found out, by the way, was Boz's childhood team.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
Now, I get it because you were born and raised in Colorado.
I was raised in Colorado. I was born in Kansas,
yeah, sorry,
but I grew up in Colorado, and that all there was Broncos. That's it. We used to have some fierce conversations back then when it was Chiefs. All my family's in Kansas. Chiefs, Broncos, but I was on the Broncos side. John Elway, he was the man.
Something about your teams, Boz. Don't go in public now wearing that orange and blue.
You know, I kind of left the Broncos behind. I'm a full-blown Chiefs now. Let's go.
Yeah, that was a rough ride. That was a rough, long ride home on Sunday.
It was.
Into Monday.
Yeah, it was, definitely.
It would have been great if they would have won.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, Luker Chiropractic and Wellness, game ball nominees, Bozzy. Read them for me, and then I need your selection tonight.
Okay, let's go. On the girls' side, Centralia's Keelan Rempe had 11 points. Also from Centralia, Owen Dieters with 11 points. They had those points in their win over Hiawatha. And then from JCN, Claire Johnson, she had a double-double tonight, so fantastic night for Claire Johnson. On the boys' side of things, we've got from Sabetha Christian McAfee, had 22 points tonight, and then we got a late nominee from Centralia, Paxton Bowers, had himself a night with 19 points. And then from Hiawatha, Lane Kessler had the game-winning shot at the buzzer to pull off the win over
Kobe.
Centralia. He had 6 points on the night with that buzzer beater. So let's pick out your Luker Chiropractic game ball winner tonight.
I'm gonna go
with the two from Centralia.
All right.
On the girls' side, Keelan Rempe and Owen Dieters, both with 11 points. They got the win over Hiawatha.
Yeah.
So awesome job, Keelan and Owen. And then on the boys' side of things, come on.
Yeah.
Lane Kessler, Hiawatha. Game winning buzzer beater against Centralia. Here's the thing, he didn't have to have a ton of points, but he stepped up.
Yeah.
Big time play to win the game. Not taking anything away from Christian McAfee, Paxton Bowers. Great nights putting points on the board. But Lane Kessler gets my game ball tonight.
Lane Kessler, congratulations. And Owen Dieters from Centralia. And
Keelan Rempe.
Keelan Rempe from Centralia. Well, Boz, that's going to do it for us here tonight. It's been a fun one. We've got another one next week. It's going to be just as fun. A lot more information to talk about, more college hoops. But more importantly, your local high school, because, again, we are your local sports authority here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. For Joseph Curry hanging out in Atchison, big thanks to you, sir. Boz, pleasure as always. Don't forget that tomorrow you can listen to Kansas State basketball on 103 and 92.1 NM. That tip-off is at 12:30. And on Sunday on 92.1 and Sunny 101.3, Chiefs at 325. We'll see you next week.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Luker Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communication, Gallons of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company, by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technologies, by Edward Jones, by Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena AgriSystem. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.